就把那个幔子把它揭开了。
Our Lord then opened up the veil.
所以约翰就看见了宝座的异象。
So John saw the vision of the throne.
结果看见在宝座那里有一个羔羊。
And on the throne there was a lamb.
好像刚刚被杀的。
It's as if it was just slain.
羔羊乃代表我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
The lamb represents when our Lord was hung on the cross.
如果刚刚被杀的话。
If it was just slain.
那就证明说他刚刚复活，然后刚刚升到天上去。
It proves that he just resurrected and he just ascended.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
为什么我们的主让约翰看见这一幅图画呢？
Why did our Lord allow John to see that picture?
这个背后就代表约翰对我们的主不知道有多少的想念。
In the background, it shows that John was always thinking of our Lord.
他实在是爱主的一位。
He was one who loved the Lord much.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
对于这样的约翰，
for somebody like John,
我们的主不能不把启示给他。
Our Lord cannot help but give him revelation.
所以就约翰给我们看见我们主刚刚升天的情形。
So only John shows us the condition of our Lord just after he ascended to heaven.
不止升天了，
not only ascended to heaven,
而且他的荣耀了，
but glorified.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
而且他是得胜的羔羊。
He is also the victorious lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在约翰所看见是他从前没有看见的。
What John sees now is something he never saw before.
弟兄姊妹，三年半之久。
After 3.5 years,
我们的主约翰是天天和我们的主在一起。
Our John was with our Lord daily.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers,
自从我们的主与他们在橄榄上分别以后，
ever since they were separated at the Mount of Olives,
自从我们的主和约翰他们在伯大尼分手以后，
ever since they were separated from Bethany,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个天好像就关闭起来了。
The sky was as if it was closed.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
什么叫做启示录呢？
What is revelation?
为什么许多时候我们不懂得启示录呢？
Why do we not understand revelation?
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
如果你真的爱主的话，
If you really love the Lord,
启示录不可能对你不开启的。
Revelation cannot help but be open to you.
因为启示录是一本打开的书。
Because revelation is an open book.
启示录不是封闭的书，弟兄。
Revelation is not a closed book.
所有爱他人都能明白他。
All those who love him can understand.
但是许多时候，
But so many times,
我们不做约翰。
We are not John.
我们要做学者，我们要做有学问的人。
We want to be those who have an education, who are knowledgeable.
所以我们要研究圣经。
So we want to research the Bible.
我们要问说，到底灾前被提呢，还是灾后被提呢？
We want to see whether it's a pre-rapture or post-rapture.
到底这个有到底是千禧年前呢，还是千禧年后呢？
Yes.
还是没有千禧年？
Is it pre-millennium or a post-millennium or there's no millennium?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？启示录变成学者的战场。
Revelation becomes the battleground of researchers.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？今天有多少个读启示录的人，大概就有多少个解释。
You know that however many people who study Revelation, that's how many interpretations there are.
有人告诉我们说，启示录大概有150个 different schools.
There are probably 150 different schools of thought on Revelation.
所以如果你读启示录，你可能是第151个。
So if you read Revelation, you're probably the 151st.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你就是懂得七印七完，你还这本书还是封闭的书。
If you, even though you understand the seven seals or the seven bowls, it is still a closed book.
只有真的爱慕主显现的人。
Only it is revealed only to those who love the Lord.
不是因为好奇。
It is not because you are curious.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 你看见我们的主果然向约翰启示。
And our Lord revealed it to John.
所以这是启示录这本书的性质。
That is the character of the book of Revelation.
因为这个缘故，
For this reason,
启示录的中心乃是耶稣基督。
The main point, the emphasis of Revelation is Jesus Christ.
这本书主要的不是讲七个印，也不是讲七个碗。
The main point is not seven bowls, seven seals.
当然七个印七个碗都在那里。
Yes, seven bowls, seven seals are part of it.
这些都是外面衬托的东西。
This is all supporting cast on the outside.
然后把那个最重要的主题把它衬托出来。
But the most important emphasis is drawn out.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
不光讲到基督，
not only speak of Christ,
不光讲到基督的启示，
not only the revelation of Christ,
也给我们看见神永远的旨意。
But we see God's eternal purpose.
到最后它是怎么完成的？
At the very end, we see how it is accomplished.
我们今天已经到了最后的时候。
We are at the end times.
因为我们的主，因为我们知道以色列已经复国了。
Because we know the nation of Israel has been restored.
自从1948年以后。
Ever since 1948,
无花果树就已经发嫩长叶。
The fig tree has started to grow leaves.
我们的主已经站在门口了。
Our Lord is already standing at the door.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主已经非常非常的近。
Our Lord is very, very near.
现在我们要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
我们可以离开这个世界。
We can leave this world.
但是我们要问。
But we have to ask.
神的旨意能不能达到呢？
Has God's will been accomplished?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
今天教会的光景，
The condition of the church
是叫我们灰心，叫我们散党呢？
Does it make us sorrowful?
还是叫我们起来继续跟随主？
Or does it make us want to stand up and follow the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你没有启示录的话，
If we do not have revelation, if we do not have the revelation in the book of Revelation, we can only be desolate, we can only lose heart. But thank the Lord. Revelation gives us a great encouragement.
弟兄姊妹, 当大体的教会失败的时候,
when the majority of the church has failed,
当大体的教会从神旨意的水平落下去的时候,
when the majority of the church has fallen between the level of the God's eternal purpose, God calls a group of overcomers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 最后神要借助这班得胜者,
at the very end, through these overcomers, God's will be accomplished.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
在时间的里面,
in time,
这些人的得胜就是全教会的得胜。
Their victory is the victory of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹,
they are living for the whole church. They are not gaining victory for themselves.
所以如果有人说我们是得胜者,
when some people say that we're victorious, the other people are not, then they are not
the
overcomers. Because the overcomers gain victory for the whole church.
弟兄姊妹,
do you see that?
如果我们靠主恩典得胜的话,
if by the Lord's grace we overcome,
当我们得胜的时候,
when we overcome,
神就算
and God sees that the church has overcome.
弟兄姊妹, 结果我们在国度里面要得到奖赏,
and in the kingdom we will gain the reward.
到了国度的时候,
when we reach the kingdom,
神可以说妻子准备好了,
God can say the bride is ready.
弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做妻子准备好了呢?
What does it mean the bride is ready?
让我们记得, 因为得胜者已经准备好了,
let us remember that the overcomers are ready.
当得胜者准备好了,
when the overcomers are ready,
全教会就准备好了,
the whole church is ready.
这是千禧千年国,
this is the millennial kingdom.
但是感谢主,
thank the Lord.
就是因着他们的缘故,
for their sake,
到了新天新地的时候,
in the new heaven, new earth,
所有在新天在新耶路撒冷里面的通通是得胜的,
all those in the new Jerusalem are overcomers.
弟兄姊妹, 这什么意思?
What does this mean?
这就是告诉我们说神对于全教会的旨意最后终于完成了,
it means that the will of God for the church has been accomplished at
the very end. 所以到了那个时候, 新天新地降临的时候,
at that time when the new heaven and new earth come,
新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候,
when the new Jerusalem has come down,
圣经说羔羊的心腹已经装饰好, 准备好了,
then we know that the bride of the Lamb has ready,
现在全体都准备好了,
the whole body is ready.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们借着我们的弟兄的交通,
through our brother sharing,
我们知道神的旨意,
we know that God's purpose,
神终于的旨意乃是基督,
God's eternal purpose is Christ,
而基督心中的秘密乃是教会,
and the secret in Christ is the church.
神的旨意要借助基督和教会来完成的,
God's eternal purpose is accomplished through the church and Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见乃是因为教会连于基督,
it is because the church is one with Christ.
这里有一个完全的连结,
there is a connection, a complete connection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 最后, 你看见说神的目的就终于达到了,
at the very end, God's eternal purpose is accomplished.
所以因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
我们一定要懂得这卷书的性质,
we need to understand the character of this book.
那不止如此,
not only that,
我们知道说老约翰写这本书的时候,
we know that the elder John, when he wrote this book,
已经快100岁了,
almost 100 years old.
那么他那个时候因着信仰的缘故,
because of how he's brought up,
大概他年信仰因着faith,
because of his faith,
有信仰的缘故, 所以他为主受了许多的患难,
He suffered much because of his faith.
他最后被充军到巴摩海岛去,
at the very end, he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
我们知道巴摩海岛在当时是一个很荒凉的岛,
we know that the island of Patmos was actually a very desolate island.
今天的巴摩海岛是很美丽的,
today Patmos is very beautiful.
但是那个时候不是,
but at that time it wasn't.
那个时候乃是一个矿工,被放逐的地方,
It was a place where a lot of the mining was done.
是一个集中营啊, camp.
That's like a labor camp.
你知道是许多人就送到那里做奴隶的,
a lot of people were sent there to be slaves.
我们晓得约翰也是那个因着那个缘故被送到巴摩海岛去,
and that is why John was sent to the island of Patmos.
在巴摩海岛如果天气好的话,
if the weather is good in the island,
你可以看到以弗所的,
you can actually from there see
Ephesus. 因为以弗所实在是很近很近,
because Ephesus was very close.
如果可能你也许可以看到士美拿,
and you might even see Smyrna.
所以我们知道特别是主日的时候,
so especially on the Lord's day,
我们知道说在约翰没有冲进到巴摩海岛以前,
Right before he was exiled to Patmos.
我们知道说他曾经就在这几个教就在小亚细亚和神的儿女们聚在一起。
He actually met with the children of God in Minor Asia.
你知道主日是大家欢天喜地的日子。
And the Lord's Day all rejoice.
因为这是耶和华所定的日子。
Because it's the day that Jehovah has set.
神的儿女们能聚在一起在主聚在主的脚前。
God's people can gather together at the feet of the Lord.
一面纪念我们的主。
On one hand, remembering our Lord.
一面借着主的桌子能与众圣徒彼此有交通。
And through the Lord's table, have communion one with another.
结果我们知道约翰写启示录的时候。
But we know that when John wrote Revelation,
因为他被充军到巴摩海岛
because he was exiled to the island of Patmos,
弟兄姊妹，因着那天是主日
because that day was the Lord's day,
他自然想到过去还自由的时候
very naturally he thought of the time when he was free,
他和众教会在一起聚集的情形
the condition where he was able to meet with all the saints,
所以他很自然想念这般弟兄姊妹
so very naturally he was thinking of these brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？这位老弟兄
this elder brother,
他心中不光想念他的主
Not only in his heart, not only did he think of our Lord.
他不爱主，他也爱主所爱的。
Not only did he love the Lord, but he loved who the Lord was.
所以他告诉这些，他告诉以弗所的，告诉这些七个教会说，约翰就是你的弟兄。
So he told these seven churches, he said, John, your brother.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
John, your brother.
约翰是个有了年纪的。
John is an elderly man.
约翰是使徒最后的一个，在不在在十二个门徒里面最后的一个。
John was the last one of the 12 disciples.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在约翰被充军到巴摩海岛。
Now he's been exiled to Patmos.
在所有宗教的眼光，他就像英雄一样。
In all of religion, he is like a hero.
所有的教会。
In all of the churches, he's like a hero.
所以我们知道说，所以我们知道说，这个他的的确确，他像他这个他是准备为主殉道的。
He was prepared to be martyred for the Lord.
所以我们读教会历史的时候
，So when we read church history,
你看见特别在殉道那个时候
，Especially during the times of martyrs,
特别有些人当他要殉道，他们就回头写信，写了许多的信。
Many times, right before somebody was to be martyred, they would write letters.
因为在众圣徒的感觉里面，他们像英雄一样。
Because among the brethren, they were like heroes.
他们的话是最大的。
And their words were the most important.
他们的话甚至超过监督长，超过长老的话。
Their words were greater than those of the bishops and the elders.
所以我们读教会历史的时候
，So we read church history.
我们常常看见他们写了信，常常吩咐别人做些什么，做些什么。
So we see that many times when the martyrs wrote letters, they would ask them to do this and this and that.
因为在神的儿女的眼光。
Because in the eyes of the children of God,
他们是最大的。
They are the greatest.
他们像英雄一样。
They are heroes.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
我比约翰实在是英雄。
John indeed was a hero.
他实在为着信心的缘，为着信仰，为着主的缘故，他实在是信心的英雄。
For the Lord's sake, he was a hero of faith.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
但是他怎么写信呢
？But what did he write?
他说：“我约翰就是你们的弟兄。”
I, John, your brother.
你看，这是认识教会的人。
This is one who knew the church.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
约翰没有太多的道理。
John didn't have much doctrine.
怎么知道约翰是个认识教会的人
？How do you know he knew the church?
他说：“我约翰就是你们的弟兄。”
He said, "I, John, your brother."
约翰是使徒，不错。
Yes, he was an apostle.
约翰是工人，是不错。
Yes, he was a worker.
约翰是英雄，也不错。
Yes, he was a hero.
他如果真看见教会的话
，But if he really saw the church,
他第一个感觉什么感觉
？His first sentiment was what?
他说：“我就是你们的弟兄。”
I am but your brother.
和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
Fellow partaker in the tribulation kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
在这里给我们一个很深的感觉。
Here it gives us a very strong feeling.
约翰这个时候在苦难里面。
John was in suffering.
在患难里面
He was in tribulation.
他在忍耐的里面
He was in patience.
这个时候他要写信给七个教会
Yet now he writes to the seven churches.
因为他想念他们
Because he is thinking of them.
他知道他们也在患难里面
He also knows that they're in tribulation.
他知道七个教会也在忍耐里面
The seven churches are also in patience.
他们也一同在国度里面有份
And they are also partakers in the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你看见这个写信的人不是高过受信的人
The author is not greater than the reader.
你看见吗？主借着约翰写这个信的时候
，The Lord is using John writing this book.
我约翰就是你们弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份的。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which is in.
所以我们知道
So we know.
就在主日的时候。
In the Lord's day.
他想念众教会。
He was thinking of the church.
众教会都在他的心上。
The church was in his heart.
虽然他孤单。
Even though he was by himself.
他知道这是应该大家一同擘饼的时候。
He knew that that was the time when they should break the bread together.
他不能和他们在同一个桌子上。
Yet he could not be at the same table.
但他怀念他们。
But he was thinking of them.
他想念他们。
He was missing them.
他知道他们的光景。
He knew their condition.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们说过。
We said before.
约翰是在十二个门徒里面活得最长。
John was the one who lived the longest among the 12 disciples.
他跟随主三年半。
He followed the Lord 3.5 years.
升天以后。
After the Lord ascended.
大概已经60年了。
After 60 years.
50年到60年。
50 to 60 years.
现在只剩下约翰一个。
Now the only one left is John.
彼得到主那里去。
Peter had been went to the Lord.
雅各最早到主那里去。
James first went to the Lord.
然后保罗也到荣耀里面去。
Paul has gone into glory.
他仍旧在地上跟随主。
Yet he was still here following the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道神对他的仆人。
You know that God, to His servant,
什么时候离开这个世界最好呢?
When is the best time to leave this world?
我们知道神对每一个神的仆人都有他的旨意的。
God has His purpose for each servant.
我们知道说，当约翰、当保罗被主接去的，当彼得被主接去的时候。
When Peter went to heaven.
当保罗被主接去的时候。
When Paul was received by our Lord.
那个时候教会的光景还是很好的。
The condition of the church was still pretty good.
道理来讲都是好的。
It was still pretty good overall.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
等到了老约翰写这个七封书信的时候,
but when Elder John wrote these seven letters,
你看见那个情形就不同。
You see the condition was very different.
当我们读这七封书信的时候,
when we read these seven letters,
我们就看见他们的情形。
We see their condition.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
do not forget,
没有一个人看见教会, 没有一个人认, 经历教会像约翰那么丰富。
No one has experienced as abundantly the church as John.
你知道最早跟随主的不过只有十二个人。
At the very beginning, only 12 people followed the Lord.
虽然有几千人要来跟随主。
Even though thousands wanted to follow.
他们希望吃饼得饱。
They wanted to eat the bread and be filled.
但是我们的主把门徒们赶到船上去。
But our Lord sent the disciples onto the boat.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主的工作从十二个人开始。
Our Lord's work began with the 12.
结果你看见许多的门徒跟随他。
Then many disciples followed him.
等到主复活的时候。
When he resurrected.
向500个弟兄显现。
He appeared to 500 brothers.
所以你看见有这么多人真正的来跟随他。
You see so many truly followed him.
但是还有人退去的。
But there are some who retreated.
到了最后到了五旬节到了耶路撒冷的时候。
In Pentecost, in Jerusalem.
你看见剩下120个人。
Then you see there was only 120 left.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
约翰是其中的一个。
John was among them.
当他们重新祷告的时候,
when they were praying in one accord,
约翰是其中的一个,
John was one of them.
到了五旬节圣灵降临的时候,
when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost,
圣灵落在他们的身上,
when the Holy Spirit was in their
lives, 约翰也被圣灵充满了,
John was filled with the Spirit.
当彼得站起来的时候,
when Peter rose,
彼得有话,
Peter had the word,
约翰也有话,
John also had the word.
彼得一开口,
when Peter opened his mouth,
三千人就得救了,
3,000 people believed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为约翰记得,
because John remembered,
我们的主呼召彼得的时候,
when the Lord called Peter,
彼得正在撒网。
Peter was casting the net.
所以现在彼得他一网撒下去。
Now when he cast the net,
3,000条鱼就进来了。
3,000 fish were gained.
又有一次。
Another time.
他和彼得在所罗门廊下的时候。
He and Peter and under the Solomon's portico.
他看到一个瘸子。
He saw a lame.
他听见彼得说。
He heard Peter say,
金子银子我们都没有。
Silver and gold I do not have.
但是我把我所有的给你。
But I give you all.
从拿撒勒耶稣的名起来行走。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
结果五千条鱼就进来了。
And then 5,000 fish came in.
弟兄姊妹，教会终于诞生了。
The church was born.
五旬节教会诞生的时候。
When the church was born at Pentecost.
约翰在哪里？
John was there.
等着教会成长的时候。
When the church was growing.
约翰也在哪里
？John was there.
从120个人。
From 120 people
到3,120人，
to 3,120，
到8,120人，
to 8,120。
后来雅各说：“看啊，我们信主的有好几万。”
And then James said, "There are thousands of those who believe."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？You see，
耶路撒冷的教会
，the Church of Jerusalem，
乃是这个神的这个乃是教会诞生的最早的一个。
It is the earliest church at the birth of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
而约翰就在里面
，and John was there.
约翰看。看见教会怎样诞生。
John saw the birth of the church.
刚开始教会在一起聚集的时候。
When they were gathering in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你如果读约翰读这个使徒行传的话。
If you were to read the book of Acts.
你看见说他们怎样在使徒的教训，在使徒的教训一同祷告，一同擘饼纪念。
You know how they were together breaking the bread and having fellowship, following the apostles' teaching.
所以我们看见说那个教会的光景是非常荣耀的光景。
The condition of the church was a very glorious one.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就在这种情形底下,
it was under this type of condition. 你看见
说雅各被主接去,
that James was taken up by the Lord.
雅各是一个为主寻道的,
James was the first martyr.
但是你要记得,
but let us
remember,
雅各
寻道的时候,
when James was martyred,
是教会的光景最好的时候,
that was when the condition of the church was at its
best. 你知道神的仆人最大的安慰,
the greatest consolation for a servant of God,
看见神的旨意,
is to see his will.
也看见神的旨意终于成就在地上,
and see his will accomplished on earth.
彼得是第一个开天国门的,
Peter was the first one to open the gates of heaven.
彼得也是第一个撒网叫三千人进来的,
Peter was the first one to cast the net and 3,000 came in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
约翰是 也是其中的一个,
John was one of them.
所以教会最早一开始,
so at the very beginning of the church,
约翰就经历这一切的,
John experienced it.
特别你读使徒行传的时候,
especially when you read,
那个时候教会丰满, 那个教会丰富的情形,
the richness of the church,
满了主的同在,
full of the Lord's presence.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you see that?
在那个时候有圣灵的权柄,
there was the authority of the Spirit.
你看见那里的情形乃是基督身体的光景,
the condition there was of the condition of the body of Christ.
所以当我们读圣经的时候,
so when we read the scripture,
你知道约翰实在经历了一些的光景,
you see that Paul experienced several things.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你看见吗?在教会光景最好的时候,
and when the condition of the church was at its
best, 你看见雅各被主接去,
you see James was taken up to the Lord.
在这么多使徒里面,
among all these apostles,
他第一个为主寻道,
he was the first one to be martyred.
就在他的感觉来说,
in terms of feeling,
就在教会最好的时候,
it was when it was the church was at its best.
弟兄姊妹你看他被主接走了,
he was taken up by the Lord.
让我们记得,
let us remember.
但是约翰不是这样,
John was not like that.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
You see,
他不只经历了教会最早的时候的情形,
not only did he experience the condition of the church at the beginning.
我们知道说耶路撒冷教会是第一个诞生的,
we know that the church in Jerusalem was the first to be birthed.
然后安提亚的教会,
then the church in Antioch.
然后亚细亚的众教会,
then the church in Asia.
等到主后七十年的时候,
70 AD.
我们知道说提多的太子围攻耶路撒冷,
then Titus surrounded Jerusalem.
然后我们知道所有的犹太人他们仍旧要进去过节,
and all the Jewish people wanted to go and partake of the feast,
Passover,
the Passover feast. 那么
他们还要过这个逾越节, 所以这个以色这个将军这个以色列这个罗马兵丁很奇怪的,
and yet the Roman soldiers were very strange.
所以后来他们下了一个命令说我们把所有的门统统打开,
they had a decree and said we'll open all the doors,
让这些犹太人进来, 让他们来过节,
let all these Jewish people come in for the Passover.
就在这个时候,
and was at this time,
许多的基督徒想起我们的主在马太二十四章所说的预言,
many of them remembered the prophecy in Matthew 24.
就在那个时候他们就离开了耶路撒冷,
it was at that time that they left Jerusalem.
非常可能那个时候约翰就带着玛利亚主耶稣的母亲就离开了耶路撒冷,
it was probably at that time that John took Mary the mother of Jesus out of Jerusalem.
然后就到了以弗所,
and then went to Ephesus.
这是为什么他服侍在亚细亚的众教会,
that is why he served in the churches in Asia.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
在以弗所他看见什么,
what did he see in Ephesus?
弟兄姊妹你不要忘记,
do not forget,
在全本圣经里面,
in the whole Bible,
讲到教会的启示的时候,
when it speaks of the revelation of the
church, 没有一卷书比启示录比这个以弗所书更高的,
there is not a higher book than the book of Ephesus.
我们知道约翰保罗虽然在监里面,
even though Paul was in prison,
他知道说有一个教会,
he knew a church,
他成熟到一个地步,
it has matured to a point,
现在他能看见别人不能看见,
that he can see what others cannot.
所以保罗把那个属天的亮光给了他们,
so Paul gave him the light from heaven.
那不止如此,
not only that,
你如果读以弗所书的话,
if you read Ephesians,
不止他们是充满亮光的,
not only were they full of light,
而且他们是充满爱的教会,
but they were also a church full of love.
所以保罗告诉他们说你们要行走在爱里,
so Paul said you must walk in love.
所以弟兄姊妹,
sister,
以弗所的教会是充满爱的教会,
the church in Ephesus was filled with love,
也是充满亮光的教会,
it's filled with light,
讲到神永远的旨意,
when you speak of God's eternal purpose,
看见说约翰能够把保罗能把他的心完全打开,
you can see that Paul was able to give out all his heart,
他的第一章能给我们看见神怎样在他自己定了旨意,
and in the first chapter you can see how God established his own purpose,
然后到了第三章神在基督里面也定了一个旨意,
and then chapter 3 how in Christ he established a purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
讲到基督与教会,
if we are to speak of church and the Christ,
怎样关系到神永远的旨意, 怎样关系到神永远的旨意,
how do we pay attention to God, the Lord's will,
in relation.
How is God's will related?
我们 我们知道说这个就是以弗所人他们所看见
That is what the Ephesians saw.
所以我们感谢主弟兄姊妹
We thank the Lord.
你看见说以弗所不是幼稚的教会
Ephesus was not a foolish church or an infant church.
以弗所乃是成熟的教会
Ephesus was a mature church.
你看见吗? 如果在地上有一个教会是成熟的
If there is a church that is mature on earth,
如果有一个教会, 约翰他看见说这是成熟的教会,
if there is a church that John would see as mature,
我们知道说在耶路撒冷, 约翰看见一些光景, 荣耀的光景,
in Jerusalem, the Lord, John saw some glorious condition.
但是他在以弗所看见另外一种光景,
but in Ephesus, he saw a different condition.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见没有? 这个约翰曾经在以弗所服侍过, 劳苦过的,
John had labored much in the church in Ephesus.
那么等到约翰写启示录的时候,
but when John wrote Revelation,
弟兄姊妹, 这个是以弗所书以后大概30多年的情形。
This happened 30 years after the condition in Ephesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
30,
不过是30年。
It was but 30 years.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见这七封书信里面第一封书信就是写给以弗所的。
The first letter among the seven letters was written to Ephesus.
他说有一件事我要责备你。
There says there's one thing I have against you.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃,
that you have left your first love.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在主要他们悔改,
now the Lord wants them to repent.
不止罪人需要悔改,
not only do sinners need to repent,
教会也需要悔改,
the church needs to repent.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从表面上来看,
on the surface,
以弗所有许多被主称赞的地方,
there are many praises for the church of Ephesus.
但有一件事,
but there is one thing that I will scold you on.
因为你从那里坠落的,
because you have fallen.
因为你失去了起初的爱心,
you left your first love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
起初的爱心乃是神旨意的一部分,
the first love is part of God's will.
这些人从那个水平上掉下去,
these people have gotten under the level.
弟兄姊妹, 就在这个时候,
so at this time,
神要呼召得胜者,
God wants to call the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹, 他说得胜的, 我必将神与乐园中生命树的果子吃给他吃。
To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God.
所以神主告诉以弗所说,
the Lord told the church in Ephesus,
你们要悔改先起初所行的事,
repent and do the things that you did before.
对于以弗所来讲, 他们要回到起初,
for Ephesus, they need to go back to the beginning.
现在主要把他们带到伊甸园去,
now he has to bring them back to the Garden
of Eden, 要带回神原始的旨意,
to bring back to the initial will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在他们要得到一个奖赏,
now they will gain a reward.
这个奖赏他们在国度的时候能够得到的,
and they will gain this reward in the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹, 这个奖赏不是给每一个人的,
this reward is not for everyone,
乃是给得胜的,
but it's only for the overcomer.
弟兄姊妹, 就做新耶路撒冷来说,
if you're to speak on the New Jerusalem,
就做新耶路撒冷的生命树来说,
as to the tree of life in the New
Jerusalem, 是每一个人都有份的,
everybody has a portion.
今天你得胜不得胜那一天都是有份的,
whether you overcome or not, you will have a portion.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
这里有一个应许,
there's a promise,
这里有一个奖赏,
there is a reward here,
和天国发生关系的,
has to do with the kingdom of heaven.
我们的主用这个来鼓舞我们,
our Lord uses this to encourage us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
这里有一个奖赏,
there is a reward here.
这个奖赏什么?
What is this reward?
就是在神乐园中能够, 生命树的果子能吃给他吃,
you can eat of the tree of life in the paradise of God.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这里所说的不是指的勇士,
here it's not speaking of eternity.
这里所说的乃是指着千年国的时候,
it is speaking of the millennial kingdom.
乃是指着天国的时候,
that is speaking of the kingdom of heaven.
那不止如此,
not only that,
得胜的必不受第二次的害,
he who overcomes will not suffer the hurt of the second death.
这也是国度里面的事,
that is thing of the kingdom.
然后你看见神要把隐藏的玛纳给他,
and then the Lord will give them the hidden manna.
玛纳是放在约柜里面的,
manna was put in the ark.
新天新地没有圣殿,
new heaven and new earth there is no temple.
我们知道如果是放在约柜里面,
if we are to put it in the ark,
换句话说, 是放在天上的圣殿里面,
in other words, this is to put in the heavenly temple.
所以这是千年国的时候的情形,
so this is a condition of the heavenly, the millennial kingdom.
这里所有的应许都是和国度发生关系的,
all the promises here have to do with the kingdom.
那不止如此,
not only that,
凡得胜的,
those who overcome,
那么他要, 凡得胜的, 我要赐给他权柄管制服列国,
I will give them the authority over all nations.
他用铁杖来管辖他们,
and he will rule them with a rod of iron.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
他就像我们的主一样,
he is like our Lord.
我们的主, 这个得胜的就像我们的主一样,
the overcomer is like our Lord.
我们主在千年国的时候,
our Lord in the millennial kingdom,
他用铁杖来管辖万国,
he will rule all with a rod of iron.
这里一般人要和我们的主一同作王,
these people will gather together with the Lord and be king.
这就是得胜者,
This is the overcomer.
那胜者乃是要与主一同作王的。
The overcomer is to rule with our Lord.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
这得胜的必要身穿白衣。
The overcomers shall be wear garments, white garments.
也不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
And will not erase the name from the book of life.
我们主要在父和众使者面前承认他的名。
And our Lord will confess his name before the Father.
你看这就是天国里面的情形。
Again, the situation in the kingdom of heaven.
然后呢，得胜的。
And he who overcomes
要在神的殿里面做柱子。
Will be a pillar in the temple. We know that this is not in eternity. In eternity,
没有是没有殿的。
There is no temple.
但这里告诉我们说,
but here it shows us.
他们要在神的殿中来做柱子。
In God's temple, there will be a pillar.
所以这个又是天国里面的情形。
Again, a situation of the heavenly kingdom. It speaks of the reward in the kingdom.
在得胜者的应许里面。
In the promise of the overcomer.
最好的一个乃是给老底家的。
The best promise was given to Laodicea.
得胜的我要赐他坐在我的宝座上。
He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne. To sit down with me on my throne.
就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。
As I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
这些应许,
these promises
都是讲到国度,
speaks of the kingdom.
所以我们读到启示录开始的时候,
so when we read the beginning of Revelation,
等到得胜者的呼召的时候,
when we see the calling of overcomers,
很自然地把我们引到国度,
very naturally. Actually, it brings us into the kingdom for this reason.
等到约翰写启示录的时候,
when John wrote Revelation,
圣灵给他看见,
the Holy Spirit showed
在新天新地还没有来到以前,
before the new heaven and new earth,
有1000年的时间,
there is a period of 1000 years. Our Lord is going to rule.
这就是我们所说的天国,
that is the heavenly kingdom.
这也就是我们所说的千年国,
that is the millennial kingdom.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. We who have been saved,
我们要在属天的国度里面,
we will be in the kingdom of heaven.
我们要与主一
We will shine with our Lord. And we will rule with him.
不要忘记,
do not forget. This is the promise to the overcomer.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, here is a comfort that lasts forever. You see, the elder John is almost 100 years old. The condition he sees is the condition of desolation in the church. The church has fallen below the God's eternal purpose. Outwardly, there are many praises.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, they have left God's eternal purpose. Now, can his purpose be attained? Or should we not speak of the church anymore?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见这些得胜者,
these overcomers,
就是因为看见教会,
it is because they saw the church. Then they are willing to suffer for all the church. They are willing to overcome for all the church.
当别人睡觉的时候,
when others are sleeping, they will not sleep.
当别人懒惰的时候,
when others are lazy,
他们殷勤,
they will continue
strong. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
最后神的旨意怎么能达到?
At the very end, how is this will accomplished?
最后妻子怎么能够准备什么?
At the end, how is the bride made ready?
等到得胜者准备好的时候,
when the overcomer is ready,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见在主的眼光里面,
in the Lord's eyes,
在神的眼光里面,
in God's eyes,
你知道说教会已经准备好,
you'll see the church is ready.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget.
就是意思就是说, 得胜者的光景，得胜者的情形就是他们的情形。
The condition of the overcomer is their condition.
但是借助那1000年,
but through 1000 years,
感谢主, 最后你看见最后神会达到他的目的。
At the end, he will attain to his purpose.
所以等到真正全体准备好的时候,
so when the whole body is ready,
你看见说所有蒙恩得救的人,
all those who are saved,
通通是在新耶路撒冷里面,
all of them are in the new Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见凡得胜的,
all those who are victorious,
神怎么说呢? 他要做我的儿子,
God says they will be my son.
我要做他们的神,
and I will be their God.
对于新天新地的人,
for those in the new heaven and new earth,
那些在地上的老百姓,
all those people on the earth,
神怎么说呢?
What did the Lord
我要做他们的神,
say? God says I will be their God.
他们要做我的子民,
they will be my people.
但是所有在新耶路撒冷的,
but all of those in the new Jerusalem,
通通是得胜的,
all of them are overcomers.
他们通通是来到这个生命的水面前来喝的,
all of them are coming before the water of life to drink.
通通是蒙恩得救的,
all of them are saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是指着这个教会的全体来说,
this speaks of the whole body, the church.
最后教会中, 最后 最后你看见全教会都是得胜的。
And then you will see at the very end the whole church is overcome.
那个光景就是新耶路撒冷所给我们看见。That
condition is what New Jerusalem shows us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得,
let us remember.
现在你知道为什么有七个教会。
Now you know why there are seven churches.
最后神一定要得着那个教会。
At the very end, our Lord is going to gain that church.
你看见当我们读启示录刚开始的时候,
when we read the beginning of Revelation,
我们读到灯台,
we speak of lampstands.
我们知道神就是光,
we know that our Lord is the light.
但是我们不知道什么叫做灯。
But we do not know what the lamp is.
你如果读启示录前一部分,
if you read the first part of Revelation, you can't find it.
你一直读到新耶路撒冷的时候,
until you reach the New Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们神用他的荣耀来做光。
The Bible tells us that our Lord used the glory to be
light. 羔羊就是灯。
And the lamp is the lamp.
现在我们明白了,
now we understand.
为什么新耶路撒冷是透明的?
Why is the New Jerusalem transparent?
镜子是透明的。
The gold is transparent.
宝石也是透明的。
Precious stones are transparent.
整个城好像一块宝石一样。
The whole city is like a precious stone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思?
What does it mean?
整个新耶路撒冷就是宇宙一个最大的灯台。
The New Jerusalem is the greatest lampstand of all.
所以弟兄姊妹, 最后神的旨意借着教会终于完全达到了。
And at the very end through the church, God's eternal purpose is accomplished.
但是今天我们还在时间里面。
But today we are still in time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 今天地上的教会,
the church today on earth,
每一个教会,
every church,
都应该是新耶路撒冷的小影。
Should be a miniature New Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
well, brothers and sisters,
今天借着各今天在地上的众教会,
so the church here on earth,
结果得胜者就产生了。
The overcomers are birthed.
一面得胜者产生了。
On one hand, the overcomers are birthed.
一面得胜者得胜的时候,
and when the overcomer overcomes,
就代表全体得胜。
They represent the whole body.
他们得到荣耀的时候,
when they are glorified,
就是全教会得荣耀。
The whole church is glorified.
他们准备好了,
when they are ready,
就代表全教会的准备好。
The whole church is then ready.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers,
如果神能在得胜者中间完成他的工作的话,
if God can accomplish his work among the
overcomers,
there is one certainty.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
二章三章的得胜者,
the overcomers in chapter 2 and 3
是教会中的得胜者,
are the overcomers in the church.
21章的得胜者,
the overcomers in chapter 21
乃是全体都是得胜者,
the whole body is overcome.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这就是告诉我们说,
that says
神最终的旨意终于完成,
that God's eternal purpose, ultimate purpose has been attained.
所以我们真是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看见吗?
Now you see.
这个就是主在启示录里面所要给我们看见。
This is what the Lord wants to show us in the book of Revelation.
我们特别注意这个得胜的这些话。
If you see this word overcome,
这个可以说是约翰常常用的话。
This word is used much by John.
保罗也用, 路加也用, 但是用的不多。
Paul and Luke have used it, but not much.
但是约翰用的是最多的。
John used that word the most.
这里讲到得胜的时候,
when we speak of overcoming,
我们要重点重在两点。
The emphasis on two points.
如果你读约翰的书信的话,
if you read the epistles of John,
你总的来说,
and overall you can say,
我们知道说, 等着约翰用这个词的时候,
when John uses this phrase,
凡得胜的得胜的,
those who overcome,
一面只做胜过恶者所的,
on one side, they overcome the evil one.
另外一面是指着胜过世界来说的。
On the other hand, they overcome the world.
弟兄姊妹,你读约翰书信的时候,
if you read the epistles in John,
非常清楚的,
very clear.
当约翰用正字的时候,
when John uses this word,
他的重点是胜过恶者, 同时胜过这个世界。
His emphasis is to overcome the evil one and to overcome the world.
教会的难处在哪里?
Where's the difficulty in the church today?
这个教会的难处在哪里?
Where's the difficulty in the seven churches?
你把他们放在一起的时候,
when you put them together,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见有两个基本的难处。
There's two basic problems.
因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
我们的主要呼召我们做得胜者。
Our Lord is calling for overcomers.
你读教会的历史,
when you read church history,
你看得很清楚。
Very clearly you see,
特别到了启示录的时候,
in Revelation,
你看见教会的难处是什么?
What is the difficulty in the
教会的难处就是世界进到教会里面来了。
The difficulty is that the world has entered the church.
弟兄姊妹,这个一直是教会的难处。
That is always the difficulty in the church.
为什么有尼格莱党的教训?
Why is there the teaching of the Nicolaitans?
为什么有巴兰的教训呢?
Why is the teaching of Balaam?
你看见是因为世界。
Because of the world.
我们如果读教会历史的话,
if we are to read the church history,
你看见教会的堕落都是跟世界发生关系。
You know that the fall of the church has to do with the world.
为什么教会不能回到神永远的旨意上呢?
Why can the church come back to the God's eternal purpose.
They
are the thing that keeps them from the God's eternal purpose.
就是教会, 就是世界,
is the world.
所以当你读这个七个教会的时候,
so when you read these seven churches,
你看见我们的主在那里责备他们,
you see that our Lord is there reprimanding, rebuking them. The basic problem is in two points. When we read church history, in the Roman Church,
Catholic Church.
Roman Catholic Church. What is the difficulty of the Church of Thyatira? What is the problem there? Their problem is that they secularized the church. They brought the world into the church. The church and the world got married. When you're in the church, it's as if you're in the world. Before the church didn't have the church did not have a future.
世界现在进到教会里面来了,
but because the world has entered the church,
所以现在有了前途了,
then the church has a future.
所以我们看见嘛,
so now we see,
自从君士坦丁以后,
ever since Constantine,
教会是怎么堕落,
how did the church fall?
你看见说因为世界进到教会里面了,
because the world has entered the church.
你看见说罗马, 你看见罗马教就把教会把它世界化了,
and you know that the Catholic Church has secularized the church.
当当马丁路德跟加尔文起来改教的时候,
so when the Reformation came with Luther and Calvin,
不错, 因信称义终于恢复了,
yes, justification by faith has been recovered.
接着他们给我们一本公开的圣经,
and through them we have an open Bible.
但是教会有没有恢复呢?
But was the church recovered?
你看见现在又是世界的难处。
Now another problem in the world.
这个世界的难是什么呢?
What is this problem?
因着加尔文在日内瓦传福音非常成功的缘故。
Because Calvin was very successful in preaching the gospel in Geneva.
从此以后,
since then,
你看见说教会的难处是什么?
What was the problem of the church?
他们就要把世界教会化了。
They wanted to Christianize the world.
所以就是把教会带到世界里面去。
They brought the church into the world.
有一些的话是为着神的儿女的。
For some words are for the children of God. 结果
他们把它变成法律，就用在不信的人的身上。
But they made it into law into the people who do not
believe. 在日内瓦是如此。
In Geneva it was like that.
在苏格兰是如此。
In Scotland it was like
that. 在美国也是如此。
In the United States it was like
that. 所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见没？这个难处就是我们主所责备的难处。
So that is the difficulty that our God was rebuking.
今天难处在哪里呢？
Where is the problem?
今天我们所碰的难处就是教会进到世界里面来了。
The problem is that the church has entered the world.
无论是世界进到教会，或者教会进到世界。
Whether the world enters the church or the church enters the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见这个就是教会的难处。
That is the problem of the church.
什么叫得胜者呢？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者就是胜过世界。
Overcomer is the one who overcomes the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
得胜者的呼召，
the calling of the overcomer
是非常非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这是一个难处。
That is one problem.
第二个难处。
The second problem.
教会大的以后。
After the church
grew. 本来是芥菜种。
Before it was but a seed.
是百种最小的一个。
It was a mustard seed, very small.
那么充满了生命。
Full of life.
但是很容易被圣灵的风来吹动的。
But very easily blown by the wind of the Holy Spirit.
无论吹到什么地方。
Wherever it's blown.
它只要有缝，它就能够钻进去。
Wherever there's a hole, it can go in.
就是在石头缝里面也能钻进去。
It can even go in the crevice of a rock.
人认为说不可能有生命，它可以把生命送到那里去。
Even though they don't think there can be life there, life is given there.
这是教会。
That is a church.
但是弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
结果你看见教会变成一棵树。
You see that the church became a tree.
结果飞鸟就住在上面。
And the birds will start to live there.
飞鸟就指那些恶者来说。
And the birds represent the evil one.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫得胜者呢？
What is an overcomer?
得胜者就要胜过那些恶者。
It's to overcome the evil one.
你看见是恶者把奸淫把偶像带到教会里面来的。
The evil one is what brought in adultery and idolatry into the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
所以这就是主在教会里面呼召得胜者。
That is why the Lord in the church calls for overcomers.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
当我们读创启示录二章三章前面三章的时候，
When we read the first three chapters of Revelation,
我们看见说主要呼召得胜者。
We see the Lord wants to call for overcomers.
神的旨意，永远的旨意是借助教会要达到的。
God's eternal purpose is accomplished through the church.
但是很可惜，教会失职，教会堕落。
But sadly, the church has fallen.
今天人可以很多。
Today there can be many people.
尤其在美国，人不是问题，人数不是问题。
Especially the number of people in the United States is not a problem.
在巴西人数更不是问题。
In Brazil, the number of people is even less of a problem.
在巴西，他们特别聚会都是用 stadium 用运动场来聚会的。
In Brazil, when they meet in stadiums.
弟兄姊妹，今天的问题不是人数。
Today the problem is not in numbers.
今天的问题就是我们是不是根据山上的样式。
The problem is, do we follow the pattern of the mount?
今天是不是跟随神永远的旨意？
Do we follow God's eternal purpose?
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
当教会的信心荒凉的时候
when the church is in desolation,
我们是不是就散布失败主义 fatalism 呢？
Do we just accept fatalism?
不，我们不能接受。
No, we do not accept that.
弟兄姊妹，在主回来以前
before the Lord's return,
他一定要得着荣耀的教会。
He wants to gain a glorious church.
要献给他自己。
And it can be given unto him.
我们要问
we have to
这件事怎么可能办到呢？
How is that possible?
你看看今天教会的光景。
If you look at the condition of the church today,
你看看儿女四分五裂的情形。
If you see the divisions between the children of God,
有这么一天吗？
Will there come a day?
神旨意能够达到吗？
That God's eternal purpose can be accomplished.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
如果你看见启示录的话
If you see Revelation,
如果你看见启示录的话